The Buddha recognizes that there are some situations where it's easier to practice than others. And in the ones where it's difficult, he said, there are two things you've got to hold on to as top priority. One is your virtue, the other is right view. When he talks about creating an environment for your practice, those are two of the five conditions. And elsewhere he talks about loss that people will incur. He says you can lose your relatives, you can lose your health, you can lose your wealth. He says those kinds of loss are not all that important, because you can get these things back, even your relatives. In the course of rebirth, you tend to get your relatives back if you want them. Sometimes if you don't want them. But two things that you lose are hard to get back. One is your virtue, and the other is right view. You have to keep reminding yourself, even in difficult situations, that you're not going to break any of the five precepts. Because whatever you might gain by breaking the precept would not be very lasting, no essential worth. And then you will have lost your status as a human mind, because as you descend from the five precepts, you go down. As for right view, you have to remember that the real suffering in life doesn't come from outside. It comes from your own actions. And so you can't blame your actions on other people. You're the one who's responsible. You say, well, so-and-so did this, therefore I did that. Well, you had the choice not to do that, no matter how badly you were provoked by the other person. And in not doing unskillful things, you're going to save yourself a lot of suffering, and save other people a lot of suffering too. Because people tend to follow examples. They look around them and see, how are human beings behaving? And so you want to set a good example. You don't want to be one of those followers who follows people who go down. Even when other people are descending into unskillful behavior, you want to make sure that you maintain your standards. They may not like it, but you're not here to please other people. As John Fung used to like to say, we're nobody's servant. Nobody hired us to be born. We came of our own free will. So here we are, human beings. We can make the best of this opportunity. And you do that by maintaining your virtue and your right views. These are the conditions, the Buddha said, then, are the good foundation for mindfulness. And mindfulness is a good foundation for concentration. So you've got the roots of all the practice right here in these two principles. You want to make sure you maintain them, no matter how difficult it may seem. There's one point where the Buddha said, even if your practice of the Dharma gets you so that tears are running down your face, you still stick with the Dharma, because you know that in the long term it's going to be for your own long-term welfare and happiness, and for the welfare and happiness of those around you. So hold on to these two principles above all else.